All right. Hey, Brad, are you able to hear me okay?
Yeah, sorry, everything's wet. It must have been freshly wiped.
Yes, it's the cleanest station in Virginia. It
All
is.
Right, we'll take that.
well, congratulations on another win. Can you kind of tell us how you feel heading into Bristol now that you have this win? Do you just kind of focus on Vegas? How are you feeling?
No, I'm just going to enjoy tonight. You know, it's hard to win a cup race. These guys are really good. You know, a race like tonight, I think easily gets sold as, there weren't any wrecks. What was going on? These drivers are just good. I mean, these cars all drove so bad with that little bitty spoiler on them, a lot of horsepower. And you had guys with new tires and old tires sliding around, and it's so easy to get in trouble and to wreck. And these drivers are just freaking good, and they didn't do that. And to win a race against drivers that are this good is pretty cool. It's something I'm very proud of, and I'm going to try to soak it up.
Awesome. Well, before you soak it up, we're going to do some questions with the media. And let's kick things off here with Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead, Jordan.
Brad, looking at the 750 package this year, Penske has more wins this year than the 4 team or the 11 team or any other organization out there. What is it about this package that makes you guys so good? And then I got a follow-up.
I'm not sure, Jordan, but we haven't been nearly as good as we want to be on the 550s. But you're right. The 750 short tracks have been very strong. I'm proud of that, proud of the effort that's been put into to running so well on those tracks. And, you know, it's a good time to be running well on the 750s because with the new playoff format, you know, there's a lot of those types of races.
That kind of leads into my next question is if you get to Phoenix, that's a 750 track. Are you the favorite over the 4 and the 11?
Oh, shoot. Phoenix is a long ways from now. I got to get there first. So. I'm going to try not to think too far ahead and try to focus on getting there. And if we get there, then we'll bring our A game.
Thank you.
No problem, Jordan.
All right. We'll take our next question from Wayne Epps. Go ahead, Wayne.
Hey, Brad. You were excited about coming to the end of this race. Had high expectations. So just how rewarding is it to see that sort of vindicated now tonight?
Oh, it means a ton to me. Like I said, these are some of the best drivers in the world. And they're not easy to beat. And I knew we were going to have a great car. I knew I'd put a lot of work into what I needed to do as a driver to be really good here and to find a really strong rhythm. And if I could pair those things with an execution race, you know, a race with great execution, I felt like we could win it. And we put all those three together and here we are. So that feels really incredible. It's hard to find the right word for it, to be honest, but I'm going to enjoy it for sure.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right, we'll take our next one from Jeff Magliocchetti. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Brad, congratulations on another win. Wasn't such a great night for your teammate, Ryan Blaney. So as a veteran of this sport and a prior champion, what's the best piece of advice you can offer him going into an elimination race at Bristol next week?
Just go win the damn thing. He's really good at Bristol, and he can do that. So don't think about it. Just go win it.
Thanks, Brad. Congratulations.
No problem.
All right, we'll take our next one from Sterling with KCOU. Go ahead, Sterling.
Thank you. Brad, congrats on the great win tonight. This is the first season that you've had since 2016 where you have 4 race victories. Considering this is the first season that you have in the Cup Series, at least, with your crew chief, Jeremy Bolins, did you think that 4 wins or even a season as great as you're having right now was possible when Jeremy came on at the start of this season?
I put no expectations on the year coming into it other than to run our best and to push myself to be the best driver I can be and be the best leader of the team I can be. So I can't tell you I had a win quota put up. It is nice to have another 4-win season, but I hope we don't stop there. The most I've ever had in a year is 6, and I'm hope I can get 7.
Thanks, Brad.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Kelly Crandall. Go ahead, Kelly.
Thank you. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Kelly.
You've spoken so confidently the last couple weeks just coming into the playoffs and your thoughts on what this team could do. Just what's different this year about it? I don't feel like you've ever been this outspoken just about how confident you feel going into the playoffs and what your team can accomplish. So what's different? What feels different about this year?
Well, I like the format. I like the tracks, how they line up. I think they fit me personally really well, and I think they fit this team really well. The team's really coming together and continues to click, and we'll continue to build new knowledge together that we're applying in a great manner. So I just feel like things are coming together, Kelly. I know that's probably hard to make much out of, but it takes so many little pieces to come together to win and to be great. And you know, good. I've ran really good here in the cup level for, you know, probably the last 8 to 10 years, but I've had a couple of seasons that were great. And the difference between good to great is just all the tiny little things and the details. And I feel like a lot of those details are going our way.
I would think that, you know, most would say, well, winning or obviously top tens is, you know, that makes things easier in the playoffs. But is it safe to say that the playoffs are different every year? I mean, if it was easy and if you could just apply stuff from year to year, you would advance, you know, a driver would advance year to year. So is it safe to say that, yeah, it's 10 races, it's rounds of three, but every year is different?
Yeah, I mean, every year has its own ebbs and flows, but this year is much different than any of the other years because the tracks are so much different in the playoffs. So I think that's a big deal to me personally, Kelly.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right, our next question will come from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Brad, you said earlier in the week that short tracks were among the best for you and Team Penske. Is there any comfort in kind of backing that up when you haven't had really that many short tracks this year?
Yeah, you know, I was really bummed that when a couple of them got canceled. You know, we canceled this race here in Richmond, and I feel like we canceled something else. I can't remember, but the spring race in Richmond. I knew we'd be good at these types of tracks, so it's kind of like, ah, shoot. And sure enough, we are. But, you know, I'm not complaining because the playoffs have a fair amount of them, and things are coming together for us, Bob.
And I'm curious if you've been surprised by the three car and if there's been anything you've seen in what Dylan's doing that is different than earlier this year.
No, I think both the RCR cars look really good. The eight car, Tyler Reddick, last run of the race was right in front of me, and he was exceptional. He looked like one of the best cars on the track. So early in the race, I thought the same thing, Austin.
All righty, we're going to take our next question from Stephen Conley. Go ahead, Stephen.
Brad, you've locked into the next round now with the win, and a couple tracks that could cause some problems with Talladega and the Roval. How important is Las Vegas? And with your run earlier in the season, it seems like we've run two seasons since our last trip to Las Vegas.
Yes.
Confidence level going into the next round.
I don't feel bad about it. It's nice to have six extra playoff bonus points, but a little buffer. Vegas is a really critical race for us because between Talladega and the Roval, we don't want to have to count on scoring points there. So I sure would love to win Vegas. I don't have to think about it.
Now you basically called your shot earlier this week that with the Richmond win, any future prognostications?
1 week at a time.
All right.
At a time.
Thanks, Brad.
No problem.
All righty. We'll take our next one from Dominic with the Racing Experts. Go ahead, Dominic.
All right. Thank you. Hey, Brad. So kind of just looking at this whole season, four wins, kind of building off Sterling's question. Did you ever think you'd pass Dale Jarrett, Kurt Busch, and now Fireball Roberts on the all-time wins list?
Honestly, I wasn't aware that today I passed him.
Yeah, today he passed him to 24th all-time on the wins list.
No kidding. Well, that's great. You know, I try not to stare at the stats because I try not to let them be the motivator. I try to find better motivators than that, but they're certainly cool to hear, and I appreciate you sharing them. I got a long ways to go to catch up to a lot of the greats in the sport. And you know, I really wish I was winning 5 to 10 races a year because that's what it's going to take to do that. But trying to also be grateful for what I have and to have won four races to date this year. But I want to be the best. And to be the best, you know, you got to have those 5 to 10 win seasons consistently. And I've been having the 3 to 4 win seasons. So I'm pushing really hard to get there. And it's nice. And I'm going to try to be grateful for what I have. And it's nice to break into that top 25. But I want way more than that.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next one from Cole with Popular Speed.
Thanks, Marissa. Hey, Brad, congrats on the win.
Thank you. Thank you.
Going off Kelly's question earlier about what's different this season for you guys, seems like as of late you guys have struggled making it past the third round of the playoffs. Are you guys taking any different approaches this year? And are there maybe some areas that Jeremy fills where Paul struggled in the playoffs?
I don't know. I don't know if that's a question I'm going to be able to answer a lot better in, you know, 10 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever the playoffs are when they're over. I don't want to look too far ahead. I really just want to focus one race at a time. And I can't say at the moment there's been any massive change to the strategy that stands out to me.
Thank you, sir.
No problem.
All right, we'll take our next one from Mark Davis. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you, Marissa. Brad, thanks a lot. And I apologize if someone asked you this. I was a little late hopping on, so feel free to ignore me if it's someone did. But can you just talk about momentum and how this kind of propels you into round two, just from this victory tonight here at Richmond?
Well, it's certainly not a bad thing. It allows the me and the team to get a deep breath and focus a little more on Las Vegas rather than being panicked about Bristol. And the 6 bonus points are huge for the next 2 rounds. You know, that's 6 spots on the racetrack. So that should be a good thing.
Thanks, Brad.
No problem.
All right. And our final question for Brad is going to come from Lee Spencer. Go ahead.
Thank you. And congratulations, champ. Just curious. Thanks, did you get an explanation as to why you couldn't get the flag?
No, I haven't yet. I'm assuming that, you know, it's because my bus driver wasn't around or isn't allowed to be inside the track. So I'll have to catch up on that. That's kind of a bummer, but we'll make up for it somehow.
I know that's kind of like one of your little traditions. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, normally my bus driver brings it to the team, but he wasn't able to do so.
Safe travels.
Thanks, Lee.
All right, Brad. Well, that'll do it. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on getting another win in the next round of the playoffs, and we'll see you at Bristol.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All righty. And to our media, just a friendly reminder, we'll have the audio, video, and transcripts from this post-race media availability on NASCARmedia.com, as well as the audio from the second Zoom room if you guys need to utilize that. So check back in a little bit. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to anyone on the NASCAR comms team. And if not, we will see you.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you joining us. We will go ahead. And
Austin Dillon is now on the second Zoom room. If you want to hop over there.
Take our first question from Jim.
Austin, there you go. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.